Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Ma'akan Dav Zayin Amin Aleph. We're going on the Mishnah and the Vav and the Beis. The Mishnah talks about trapping moles and rats, and the Mishnah Tanakama says you could do it kedarkai in a regular way, both from a steilon, both from a field of trees, and from a steilon from a grain field. And the Mishnah, the gears that we have in the Mishnah is a chamayim misteilan kedarkai, misteilan shalai kedarkai. In the Gemara, the gears says Rabbi Huda Aimer. So Shaila had to be gears the safe of the Mishnah, but chamayim Rabbi Huda say that misteilan you could do kedarkai, and misteilan only shalai kedarkai. And the Gemara describes shalai kedarkai. And the Gemara says, Tanya of Shimon Elazar Eimer, and the two Gersais in this Bryce of Shimon Elazar, very negayel halacha lamaisa. The Gersa we have in front of us goes like this. Tanya of Shimon Elazar Eimer, kashe amru mistei lavan, shaloi kedarkai. When they said stei lavan shaloi kedarkai, which means the Chachamim, or Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the stei lavan is shaloi kedarkai, le amru ela b'stei lavan asmuch le'ir, al b'stei lavan asmuch le'steil an afilu kedarkai, shem yeitzim stei lavan v'yachrivu v'stei lavanis. So according to this girsa, if Shimon Elazar is going on the man, the amr that says stei lavan shaloi kedarkai, and the stei lavan shaloi kedarkai is only the stei lavan asmuch le'ir, the stei lavan asmuch le'steil an, even the one that's machmir, that says shaloi kedarkai, agrees that if it's smuchas te'ilan, you could do a kedarkai, because that's like a te'ilan, because they could destroy the ilanes. So come this, according to this girsa, this is the more cool of the girsa. Everybody agrees that a te'ilan and a smuchas te'ilan is mut even kedarkai. And there's a machlekes about a te'ilan, which is smuchalir. Tanakama says even that's mut kedarkai. And Rabbi Huda or the Chachamim say no, shalai kedarkai. Now even if you're going to be gairis, Rabbi Huda, not the Chachamim, but since Rav Shimon Elazar is explaining it, it makes sense that that's the Psak Halacha. So lefi this girsa, the Psak Halacha would be, are you allowed to trap rats and moles in a stei lavan? If it's samach l'stei ilan, even kedarkai. If it's samach l'ir, then it's samach leikis. And seemingly the Halacha would be l'hachmir to do it shalei kedarkai. Now the other girsa, which is brought in the Rif and the Rush, and Taisus seem to have that girsa too, like the Cheshek Shleima says in the back, is Kishama Bistelovan Kedarkoi Layamal Bistelovan Asmukali Lonais Shami Aitsim Stelovan Khiva Seilonis. That the Stelovan Kedarkoi is only when it's smucha to the Steilon. Now even this girsa, you really could come up with the same conclusion, Lahalacha. Because this girsa has it the other way, that the man the umma that holds that it's mutter kedarkai is only when it's samach l'ilan, and there's a man the umma that even in that case he needs shalei kedarkai. So that means fakert. In the first girsa, when it's samach l'ilan, everyone knows you can do a kedarkai, and when it's not samach l'ilan, then it's a machlekes. In this girsa, fakert. When it's not samach l'ilan, everyone knows that you can't do it kedarkai. When it's samach l'ilan, that's the machlekes. But if we're going to bask in that machlekes that you could, because we'll go with the Tanakama, especially if you go to Rabbi Yehuda, so the halacha would be like the Tanakama. So the psak halacha would be the same. Because we'll bask in like the man yom and it's mutter kedarkai, but that's only when it's samach l'ilan. And when it's not samach l'ilan, then it'll be mutter shalei kedarkai. And this is the psak of the Torah and the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. But you could say, according to this girsa, that we paskin like the man yom shalei kedarkai, especially if the girsa in the Mishnah of Chachamim Eimer. So you could say, according to this girsa, that you always have to do it shalei kedarkai, and that's the day of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Shabbat Aleka, like the Bialacha brings down, that don't make any chiluk between if it's smuchel sade ilan or smuchel ir. This is the halacha. That any steilan you could do kedarkai, any steilavan, either way you could do it shalei kedarkai. But there's one more sheet that you could take into equation here, which is the Rambam and the Ritz Geis. And the Rambam and the Ritz Geis hold that Shana of Shimon Elazar, and the Gaon says maybe they were Geis to draft differently. Maybe they were Geis kisha amru b'steilavan and not kedarkai. Le amru ela b'steilavan asmucha li'ilanes. that the whole discussion of trapping all together in the stale lavin is only by smuchali lanais, and if it's smuchali ear, you're not in a trap, period. That's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam says that in Pirush Mishnayis, and the Rambam in Yan is also very clear that the entire din of trapping is only when it's samuch esteilon, and if it's not samuch esteilon, it's damasit. And according to this, it's actually a machlokes the Rambam and the Ritz Geis. So when it is samuch esteilon, what are we passing? The Rambam goes all the way lechumra. The Rambam says when it's samuch esteilon, it's mutter, but only shalei kedarkei. Because he passes like the man the in the Mishnah, which is matter steilon steilavan shalei kedarkei, and the steilavan is only the case with some smuchel steilon like that girsa. And the Rambam also holds that according to the girsa, that the steilavan of the Mishnah is two men, steilavan is smuchel steilon. If it's not smuchel steilon, stam is it's aser. Not that it's mutter shalei kedarkei, it's aser altogether. So that's the Rambam shita, and that's brought as a second day in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two shitas. It brings one shita that a stay lavan that's samlach stealing is mut even kedarkai, and that could be either regardless like the girsu we have that there is no machlekes in that case, or you girsu like the Rif and the Rush, and we paskin like the Tanakam of the Mishnah that kedarkai is good, and if it's not samlach stealing, if it's samlach leir, that's mutter shalai kedarkai. Either like the Gersu Lefenenu coined to everyone, or if you go with the Gersu Rif and the Rush, sorry, I mean the other way. When it's not Samach Leir, when it's Samach Leir, it's Mutter Shalei Kedarkai. Like the Gersu Rif and the Rush, that's according to everyone. Nobody's Mutter Kedarkai when it's Samach Leir. And even the Gersu Lefenenu, could we paskin that way? Could we paskin like, not like the Tanakam, we paskin like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, or even if it's Rabbi Yehuda. But there are Shitas that a stay lavan, a samach the stay ilan is only mutter shalai kedarkai, because the geiris, not like the geiris lefenenu, the geiris that the case of the Mishnah is the stay lavan, smuch the stay ilan, and they pass him like the man the Amr, it's only mutter shalai kedarkai. And that's the shita Rambam and the Rach and the Sefer, and then the Shibboleth Leket. And then there's another thing, what's it then by a stay lavan which is not samach the stay ilan? That could be, not only is it not mutter kedarkai there, but it's not mutter altogether there. Because they hold that the pshat in the Gemara is that the whole case of Steilon is only by Samach Steilon. There we have a machlokes of Skedarkai Shalei Kedarkai. But a Steilon, which is not Samach Steilon, Bechlal is no heter Bechlal. It's not called the Pseidon, and there's no heter altogether. That's the Ikar Shmuz in the Sugya. The Bi'al Lacha discusses it. He discusses Psak Halacha. He piles up the Rishonim like this. He says, do you want to know if a stay love and a smuchel stay and a smutte kedarka? He says, Rav Rishayim hold it is. The Rif and the Rush and the Raivin and the Eshkol and the Ritzgeis, they all paskin like the Tanakam of the Mishnah. That's mutte kedarka. Al Kopanim, certainly when it's samach to a stay ilan. And the Benechananel and the Shmolei Aleket hold like the Rambam that we paskin like a Behud in the Mishnah or the Chachamim, that even by samach leilan, it's only mutte shalei kedarka. But Rav Rishayim are not that way. So he says, "Hamekel ein limchus b'yana makilim." In regard to stay loving, that's not samach stay ilan, that you want to do it shalei kedarkai. So there he feels even more rishayim hamekel. You have the Rif and the Rosh and the Raivin and the Eshkol, and the Rebbeinu Chananel Shmuel Aleket, because they're not mechalah between stay loving a smuchel ear and smuchel smuchel stay ilan. They'll both them but the shalei kedarkai. And he even holds that the Ritz Geis, that the Magen Mishnah says, holds like the Rambam in that, he holds it's not Mukhrich. He holds the Rambam's only the clear Machmir. Now he brings the Shiltas, it's interesting, as a Machlokes with the Netziv. Netziv has a Sefer on the Shiltas called Hamak Shela, and he says one Pshat in the Shiltas, and the Bialacha says he doesn't agree. The Shiltas says the following, the Shiltas brings Rabbi Yehuda, Sadhana Esach, Barim Mistel, Ailan Kedarka, Mistelav, and Shalei Kedarka. The Shiltas is clearly passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Then his gears in the Gemara that he brings down is like this. Tanya, Blazim Yaakov Aymer, Kesha Amrut Sadin, Afilu Misteilavan Asmuchel Destei Ilan, Shemi Eitzim Misteilavan Yachrivu Stei Ilan. So, if you wouldn't have the word Afilu there, I would agree with the Netziv. The Netziv says, what he's saying is Mamish the Rambam. He's saying the whole din of Sadin is only when it's a Steilavan Asmuchel Destei Ilan, because then you'll have the problem of Hashem Yitzim Stavakir Steilam. But if not, there's no tzadin altogether. So that's Mamish the Rambam. He passes like a Behud that's only Mutter Shalei Kedarkai. And he says the only heter is the case of stay love and esmuch l'stei ilon, and that's it in the Siv learns. But I think the bi'alacha was medayik the afilu, because she'am mitzad and afilu mistei love and esmuch l'stei ilon. What's the afilu? That he means like this: the tzadin kedarkai of the stei ilon is either by a stei love and esmuch l'stei ilon. That's the afilu. He's not going on the stei love. The stei love is shalai kedarkai. The stay ilan is kedarkai, because she'amut sadim means afilu stay love and esmuch l'stei ilan means because she'amut sadim kedarkai. Not only a stay ilan, but even a stay love and esmuch l'stei ilan, which is mamish like the girsa lefaneinu, that the shalai kedarkai is only by a stay love and esmuch l'ir. By a stay love and esmuch l'stei ilan, it's even mutter kedarkai. Otherwise, the afilu doesn't stem. So that's what he holds. He holds the shiltas is mamish like the girsa lefaneinu, that stay lovan hasmuchel stay ilan is mutter kedarkai, and stay lovan hasmuchel leir is mutter shlei kedarkai. So that's what he says. He says ein limchus b'yana mekel kedarkai nes das revi shenim, and the stay lovan it's not smuchel. He says the only machmir is the Rambam. So he says b'vadei mutter de'akam, meaning even more than ein limchus. There's no reason to be machmer al kapanam ideakum. All right, that's the sugya. Interesting tidbit. The Kaf HaChaim says trapping mouse in a house, not a steilah, not a steilavan, trapping mice in a house. He says it's pasha that it's mutter. He doesn't explain, but the Pesukei Tshuva there, he brings the Mishnah Berurah in Tafka Far Megimel Sifkan Chaf, writes. Zvuvim v'yitushim mitzayim asal the mutter la'argim b'chal shmei the ein lach tzarech adam gadol mizeh. If flies or gnats are bothering you, saying you're allowed to kill them, because who would then trapping mice would also be the same thing like the Kaf HaChaim. And now I want to start the next sugya, the sugya of Reinus in the Gan Betchila. But before we go into it, because the Iker, it's the sugya really is an Amid Beis, you have to wait a little bit for Amid Beis for it. But I want to discuss an Inyan about Mitzrayim Muska, which is very, very negay of the sugya, and Beis Hashem will see more about it in the next year. But I want to go through the Inyan Bechwalius about what's Mitzrayim Musker. An interesting thing, it's interesting, it's not more Mufurish in the Medivri Chazal. We'll see. I think it's pretty Mufurish in the Rishayim, but it's not that much time is spent in it. Well, I have in the Gemara, right, they have three in the Gemara, we'll see in the Sugya the three stages of Mitzrayim. There's Mitzrayim Musker, and the person initially becomes a Mitzrayim. If there's no simanim like michya or say a lovan to make him a mitzrayim muchlid, he's muska for 7 days, and after 7 days, you see, is there any simani hechlid? Did the nega spread and that will be muchlid, or say a lovan or michya? And if not, another 7 days, and then if the nega is still there, if there's no simani muchlid, so then he becomes tar. But otherwise, that's a mitzrayim musgar, and the mitzrayim muchlid is if he's muchlid. So what does it mean, musker? The Torah says, v'hisker is a nega shivas yamim. What does it mean exactly, the hisker, to lock it up? So we'll start a little bit from the achrenim. We'll start from the Mishnah L'malach, Hanuchas Simas Ra'as, Perek Gedal R'alacha Hei. He means there's a Gemara in the Darim that says like this. The Gemara in the Darim is talking about Nigei Batim. Nigei Batim also says, v'yatza ha'kayim in abayis, the Pesach abayis, v'hisker is abayis shivas yamim. So the Gemara in Darim says like this: Yachal Yelech Lebeisav Yasker Tamalei Mav Yatzah Kain El Pesach Abayis. You were thinking it'd be Masker while he's inside. No, Yatzah Kain in Abayis. Okay, so I'm Metachas a Mashkei V'Yasker. That's the Gemara in Darim Daftan Vav. Now the Rishayim on the page in the Darim, Rashi and the Ran and Taisus and the Rosh, all the Rishayim on the page, they say, what does it mean? You were thinking go to his house and be Masker from his house. How could you be Masker from your house? They say with a long rope, or they say with a shliach. So the Mishnah Melech brings this down, and he says, you see from the Rishayim that they hold the hisker of Esabayis, Shivas Yamim means, Kipshuta, you lock up the house. You lock the door of the house. No one's allowed in the house for 7 days. So the Mishnah Melech says the following. He says, Le'yadati ma'ayin lam du din zev abisein. Where do the Rishayim know this din? You have to lock up the house. Gabinige Adam, it also says Hiskir Kainas Anega. Vhengabinige Begadim, it also says Hiskir. And Vahasam Pirish Hesker who? Shayim Rakayan Shumuzgar. The Kayan says, Achalais Hesker, it's Muskir. That's the din. Shakal told him the Kayan, Shiakla, Yivta Yizgar. The Kayin, it means the Kayin says, Bayis and Musker. Because a Bayis Musker is the Avi of a Satuma. Why would you think you have to actually lock the door? Why would a house be different than other Vekalim? So you see, it's interesting. The Mishnah Melech Nemdam for Dava Pashit, without even challenging it at all, that when it says Hesker, Legame Nige Adam, Legame Nige Begadim, there's no locking involved altogether. There's no such thing. What is Hesker in regard to Nige Adam and Nige Begadim? It just means a Chalais Din. It's a Chalais Shem Hesker, period. And that was Pashitim. He didn't have there was anyone that argued. Adkin Dekach, that he's bothered with the Rishayim, why did they assume a house is not that way? Why did they say a house is the same way as an Adam and a Beged? That's just a Chalais Shem Musker. As I said to Mishnah Lamelech. Also, one of the Gdele Achreinim, the Mishnah Achreinim, and the Mishnayis, the Gon, Perigalv, Mishnah Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch brings us all down. Minchas Chinuch is the Mitzvah Kav Samach Tessa Isir Beis. He says like this. He says, V'dad, the Chol Man Devur Gav Enigya Adam the Mezgir, and I say, Ein Ha Pirish Ha Mezgir Mesa Adam B'cheder. When it says Menigya Adam that you do Hesker, you lock him up, you don't lock him in a room. Rak Avshad, he actually Din Musker. He has a Din Musker. L'ka Medinim Sheish Ben Tal Musker L'Muchlef. Whatever Halach is that in Egeya, Ti Musker Muchlef is a Din Musker, Din Muchlef. But it's just the din, it's just the chalai shame. And v'zeh libe the kuli alma gab niga adam u'begadim, that everyone agrees by adam and begadim is that way, but niga batim the line of sheetahs you have to actually like do it, and he quotes this Mishnah Lamel Shabil Bubazeh. Now the Mishnah Achreinim also names on that way, one of the Gdali Achreinim. He says, Inyan ask alma begadim l'chayr, it sounds like you lock him in the house. He says, Rashi says that in the Chumash. Rashi says, Girenu b'bayis achad, v'yirat seif v'shvu v'chichu saman amalav. He brings Rashi and Chumash says, lock him in the house. But he says, Lomiyaz Dait the Efshalay Mekay. He can't say that, because then we're going to find there's a bigger chaimer by Muskin and Mukhlub. And Muskin doesn't have to be locked in the house, and Muskin has to be locked in the house. So the Torah is Mashma Mukhlub is more. It says, Loyaz Girenu Kitamiyu. And also, why would you have to lock him up? How would locking him up serve the Torah purposes? If not locked up, also you could check it. What's the difference if he's locked up or he's not locked up? He says, "Lulei bekadosh Rashi hayinira, deaska enik amishmaya l'shamul kain areyat musker." And he explains a little bit what the word musker is. Esafik is a davar asagur. It's unclear. It's sealed. Your mitzvah is called sealed. We don't know. Is it going to be mukhlet? It's not going to be mukhlet. So that's what musker means. We don't know it until, just like a sealed box, you don't know until you open it. It's a sealed saras, we don't know about it until after the week when we find out. And he says the mashmais in the Rambam is that way, but the Chazanish in the Gom Simigum Azir doesn't see any mashmais in the Rambam. But this is already the Achreinim, three Gdele Achreinim, the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Mishnah Achreinim, and the Minchas Chinuch. They all neman with a clarkite that by Adam and Begadim can't be that Muska means anything other than a Chalashe Muska. Now we already mentioned Rashi and Chumash is not the way. Rashi and Chumash is Yirenu v'bayis echad. Rashi and Chumash is Mashmi lock him in the house. Now in our sugya also the Rashi b'ksav yad and the Rashi and the Rif, and it's brought down the Lashon even is brought down the Taisa Rush. He says in our Gemara where it says beheski rishon klama b'yid dechazilei, that the Gemara is saying that after the heski rishon everyone agrees you could be roya the negon, and the Lashon of Rashi is. Because if you're matar the neger, great, he's all happy. V'matzricha hesker shivas yom ha'afsadeh. You didn't make him lose anything. B'lavachi v'beis sakela hu oimid. He's anyway in jail. Rashi klar mashma that he's in jail. Now also see, right in the sugya, Rashi holds that a musker is asa b'tashmish hamita. And Taisus, and the Taisus Rosh asks the kasha, where did he get it from? And the Taisus Rosh says that this is why I think Rashi holds he's asa b'tashmish hamita, because he's locked up in the house. Like we'll see, Rashi's mashma, he can hear the sound of people, but they can't come into him. So Hezka means he's locked up in the house for 7 days. So of course, if he's locked up in the house, his wife can't come. So that's why he's nimna f'tashmish hamita. And that's what he writes in his Pirush of Chumash, v'hizka eskeren v'bayin sechot. For the Taisa Rosh time is the pasuk's not mashma that way. The pasuk says v'hizka esan nega, you lock up the nega. It doesn't say v'hizkir senugua, you lock up the guy who has the nega, you lock up the nega. And he also says, what's the svar for the hezker? What's the difference if he's locked up or not locked up, like I may sing it, like the Mishnah Achreinah asked. And he also says the same kasha Mishnah Chayin asked that a muska would seem to be then chomer from a muchlet. It should say that a Masechtas Megillah ain't bein muska lemuchlet. It should say that a muska is more chomer. He likes to be locked up in a house. So Meir Taisa Rosh says that I think that the din of Hesker can be one of two things. Hesker is a nega, means the nega. Either it means to make a border with a simen, with one with a color, right? Take a magic marker, whatever it is, and make a border around the nega so you can see clearly if the nega spread. That's for Hesker as a nega. Hesker as a nega means you make a border around the nega. That's called Hesker. And the other pshat is that you take the nega and you make sure to wrap it up in bandages. And that way, he won't be able to remove the nega by scratching it or rubbing it. The same thing with nigei batim. Why do we lock the house and no one come in? Because if people come in, they might play around. They might start touching the wall and scratching it and rubbing it. And then the nega will get to be removed. And that's what the Taisa Rosh says. So we see, the Taisa Rosh did not want to learn Musgar means a chalei shein. He doesn't say that. Musgar, he says, Rashi holds means you have to lock him in the house. That's what he brings to Rashi. Rashi and our sugya, the Rashi Ksavyad and the Rashi and the Rif, that the Taisa brings down. And Rashi and Chumash is going to Rabbi Yisachar. And the Taisa Rosh is bothered by different kashas. But one of his kashas is, what's the hiskar as a nega? You're not being masked of the nega, you're being masked of the person with the nega. So it must be, you lock the nega. How do you lock the nega? Either you make a border around it to see if it spreads, or you lock it, meaning you cover it with bandages so no one could go and scratch it off. The Torah Latari Mamish brings the rush that we have here in the Taisa Rush. Now, the Dazakeni and Valitais is there in Parshas Tezria, and the Chizkuni sound like they learn Rashi Pshutai. Hezka means you actually lock him up. And they say, what's the mila of locking him up? The mila is, if you're going to see it constantly, you're not going to be able to tell if it's spread. You lock him up out of sight, out of mind for a week, and then you look again, then you'll be able to tell. Something which you're constantly seeing, you're not going to be able to see the shinui. If you didn't see it for a week, and then you see it, you'll be able to see the shinui much easier. Also, the Me'iri and Megillah of Chesem and Beis brings both days. Because he asks Akasha, if Mitzrayim, the Marthi is Mavur, that a Mitzrayim Musker has to be sent out of three machnes. He says, what do you mean have to be sent out of three machnes? He's locked up in a house. So his first teretz is, he's locked up in a house out of three machnes. And the second teretz is, he says, Mikomakam, Maksazga, Ainim, Reisi, Beperish, Haskish, or Kafas, Atras, Besikrit, Deus, Beterchem, Yisul, Yetzel, Chutz, like the Rosh said, the first shot of the Rosh. So you see, the Rishonim, none of the Rishonim entertained the tzad that Hesker means Stamach Alei Shein, like the Achreinim. Either they say, like Rashi, the Daskenim Balitesa says it, the Meiri brings it down, the Chizkuni, the Yitaka have to be locked in a house. Or they say the Neg has to be locked, you have to put a border around it to see if it's red, you have to put bandages on it to make sure no one touches it. But no one learns it's just a chalei shein. Now, there's a raya to Rashi from a medrash. There's a medrash rabbi of Parashat Mitzrayim that says that a bas of Adam is chayvish of Eis Asurim. Bas of Adam lock people up in jail, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu locks people up in jail. Shnem v'hizkir ha-kayin. And the Mishnah Achreina says, well, the medrash would often darshan a pasuk bas of Parashat Yikrov, but be'ikir ad-din nirik ha-dipirashti. And the Chazainish, and the Gom said, "Megimel Yisrael." He doesn't sound like Rashi. He says the Medrash says it. You can't argue on the Medrash. And he says that the Mishnah Chayin says it's just the God. He says, "La'iroy l'kas the dvarim elu." I just want to explain. I want to explain where I think the Achreinim are coming from. Why the Achreinim neman for a davar pashit that Hesker does not mean locking up in the house or any other form of Hesker? And the answer is, I think, because we don't find that in Chazal. We don't find anyway. If there was a din, he has to be locked up in a house. So wouldn't it be halachas about it? What type of a house? Could anyone be with him in the house? Let's say he has to go to the bathroom. Could he leave the house to go to the bathroom? There's a lot what you could clarify about the prate dinim of this hesker. Which, lagabi the nigei batim, I understand. The pasuk says he locks the house. That's what the pasuk says. So good. And not so much dinim there. You lock the house, Shane. It's locked. No one could come in. Is it like an Isra, a safe for someone to come in? I don't know. But you lock the house. But to say that you lock up the person, when Chazal don't mention it, b'chlal, there's no mention of anything about a person being locked up in a house, and any type of dinim or prate dinim about it, or even locking, let's say, putting the bandages around the beggar, like they have to leave the bandage there the full time to take it off. Like No one mentions anything about it. So that's where I think the Achrayim are coming from. Well, the Maaseh of Rishayim didn't seem to be bothered by it. And none of the Rishayim, whether you hold like Rashi, and the Rishayim that say like Rashi that it has to be locked in a house, or you hold like the Taisa Rush, or the Rishayim that say like the Rush that it means to put a board around the Nega, or to put clothing around the Nega, none of them say that Hesker is a Chalais Din. So the Maaseh, that Hesker is an Ephesidin. Okay, in Beis Hashem, this will be negay a little bit, the Shaka V'tai of the Sugya, which we'll get to on the Shir Namid Beis.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun Shir on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each Shir, please visit www.ShasIlluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.